Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishma Sarabak of Shalom Aleha Pasitzchok. We're holding in Yevomos Daf Lamedalet. The Gemara starting on Mudalef gives us a concept which Eina Isho Misaberes Mibia Rishoino. A woman cannot become pregnant from the first Bia because a woman has Besulim and in the first Bia it's only to be Mesir, to remove the Besulim. The Gemara in Mudbeis goes on and says, what about Tamar? We know that Tamar was Misaberes from Bia Rishayno when she was together with Yehuda. And the Gemara answers that Tamar, what she did, was she prepared herself by removing the Besulim on her own before the Bia in order for her to have Bia Rishayno to be Misaberes. The Arizal, in a few places, speaks about this concept. And he says that the idea is that in order for Isha to be able to get pregnant, the first thing that needs to happen is for her to become a kli, to become a vessel. And that's what Bia Rishayna does. Bia Rishayna makes the woman a kli kibul, to be able to get pregnant. What happens with Tamar, what happens with other tzaddikim, they don't want anything to go to waste, so they prepare themselves to be able to become pregnant right away, so they're ready a kli on their own. What does this mean? So this thing, if it's brought down to Arizal and Kabbalah, obviously is talking about very, very deep stuff. We're just going to touch upon the surface, what's brought down, and some of the Sifri Chassidus to explain it, the Kedusha Slevi, and Reb Tzaddok, and others. And the idea is as follows. We know that the relationship of Ish and Isha represents the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael consider being married. There's a marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and human beings down here, the same way there's a marriage between Ish and Isha. When we talk about the fact that Isha, in order for her to be able to become pregnant, she needs to become a Kli first. The meaning of this is that Am Yisrael, human beings, in order for them to be able to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning to do the Torah and the mitzvahs and to be able to create what they need to create, they first of all need to become a Kli. They first of all need to be a vessel. They first of all have to be able to come and thrive and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that to get all the Hashpars from above. But the Chiddush is that even that first point, even the becoming a Kli, a vessel, to receive the Hashpars from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's also coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also coming from the Boyel. Meaning the ability for a human being to even start the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that first start is also coming from Hashem, except by tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, their first part comes from their own. They're the initiator of that relationship with Hashem. This comes what the Gemara tells us, that there's a difference between regular people and tzaddikim, that everybody else gets bechesed. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What am I doing? We're not really creating anything. We're not doing anything. And the Torah and mitzvahs we're able to do, that also comes from Siyata Dishmar from above. That also comes from the Hashpar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the initiative to do it. But tzaddikim, says the Gemara, noitlim bezroya. They do have at least something that they created on their own. They went beyond what they got from above and created their own clear on their own. That's the remez over here. The remez is, the Bia Rishayna is done by the husband, usually. Except Tamar, tzaddikim like Tamar, that they do it on their own. As the Ben Yoyada points out, that's why it says, tzaddik katomor yifroch. A tzaddik and a Tamar go together. The same way Tamar, the Kal of Yehuda, did that first step on her own, so every tzaddik has a neutel bezroya. He begins the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an aspect that he starts on his own. That's the koyach of tzaddikim. And Reb Tzaddik HaKoyen adds something gewaldic. And this is in Yonah D'Yoyma, where we're holding now. It says, you know, that's the big difference between Pesach and Purim. Pesach has brought down all the Sfarim. Pesach is what's called Isaruso de Le'elo, the awakening coming from above. Am Yisrael didn't do anything. Everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael didn't really deserve to go out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them beyond what they deserve. They didn't do anything, so to speak, to initiate Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we talk about Purim, on the other hand, it's the exact opposite. There, we don't even see miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is done bidei Adam. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes. There, Esther is the one pushing everything. The difference between Pesach and Purim is, Pesach is under the definition of Ein Eishem Misaberes Bia Rishayna. But Purim, on the other hand, is when we do it on our own. That's equivalent to what the Gemara says here about Tamar, that she prepared herself for the and didn't need that Bi'er Rishayno. She's doing it on her own. These are very deep concepts, but it's kedai to be mehayin to look at it, because this Gemara is brought down in all the Sifrei Mekubalim to explain this idea. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.